A sermon for the fourth Sunday of Easter, April 26th, 2026. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All we like sheep have gone astray, but the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Let us pray. Almighty God, merciful Father, since you have awakened from death the shepherd of your sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A Gospel reading from John 10. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and he will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is our text. And now a sermon entitled, Hearing His Voice. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Sometimes, after Jesus taught one of his parables, he would conclude by saying, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Now, everyone has ears, though sadly a small percentage of people are born with a hearing loss, if not deaf altogether. Of course, it's not uncommon to suffer hearing loss later in life, as some of you know about all too well. It's quite a loss when one's hearing becomes impaired. The sense of hearing, whether we take it for granted or not, is truly something amazing. The outer ear catches vibrations that are in the air. It then sends them along to the middle ear. There, a number of small bones, the anvil, hammer, and stirrup, amplify the vibrations. From there, they are sent to the inner ear, where they enter a snail-shaped part which is filled with fluid and tiny hairs. These turn the vibrations into electrical impulses. These then travel along the auditory nerve and into the brain. It is there that these signals are interpreted. Yes, the ear has an amazing design. There's no further proof required than the ear that there exists an awesome and wonderful designer. Just thinking of it causes one to exclaim, as David once did in Psalm 139, "I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well." And not only were you created with one ear, but two. There are many advantages with having two ears. It's not only that they help hold your glasses on your face and keep your hat from slipping over your eyes. No, the best advantage of having two ears is that they allow you to tell the direction of sound. You're able to compare timing and intensity of sound by picking up binaural cues. With only one ear, though you can still hear, you won't be able to tell the direction from where the sound came. And then something else that is amazing, and this takes place in the brain, is that we are able to distinguish different voices not only by what they say, but also by how they sound. If you simply hear a familiar voice, you will recognize whose it is. If the voice is unfamiliar, you won't know who it is that's talking to you. This comes across even over the telephone, when a loved one dials you up and simply greets you by name and you know who it is. You may very well then find yourself responding, "It's so good to hear your voice again, my dear." And it really is. Now, the reason why I'm talking about all this is that Jesus, in today's gospel for this Good Shepherd Sunday, speaks of how it is to go with you and me when it comes to following him as our shepherd. He states that the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Therefore, it is necessary that we are able to distinguish our shepherd's voice from that of others. From our position in the flock, we may not see him. However, we can hear him. He knows our names. He calls out to us. We recognize his voice. He is our good shepherd, and so we follow him where he leads. And what makes him good? Jesus spoke about it later in John 10, for he points out, saying, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Now that's a really good shepherd. Jesus loves his sheep so much that he lays down his life to save us. This is precisely what he did for us wayward sheep on Good Friday. Isaiah had spoken of it, saying, "All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Yes, the shepherd died for sheep who love to wander. However, as the Lord himself, our shepherd, did even more than die for us. Jesus spoke of that also in John 10. He made clear, "I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again." And this is exactly what he did. Jesus, who laid down his life for us black sheep, succeeded in bringing us back to his flock through the forgiveness of sins. The shepherd died as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, and we know it to be true, for he rose again from the dead. We are claimed as his own as we trust in him. We believe the declaration of sins forgiven to all who have faith in him. We are washed clean from sin in baptismal waters. We are now fed by him at the table he sets before us in the Holy Supper. We who are his sheep through faith can now say of him what Solomon once said, "I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He grazes among the lilies." However, it is here that we must be careful not to allow ourselves to be led astray. There exists a danger of that happening. You see, while we remain in this world as it now is, false shepherds will arise to steal us away. In our text, Jesus spoke of them as the thief who comes only to steal and kill and to destroy. He is Satan, who enlists false teachers to lead us astray from following the good shepherd. Jesus speaks of them as thieves and robbers. They call out to us sheep too. Their voices may even sound lovely. They make many promises to us, promises they cannot keep. They deceive us into serving them instead of the Lord, enriching themselves as they fleece us. However, they're motivated by greed, and they only want what we can give them, regardless of the harm to us. Jesus is referring here to all those who came before him. However, there'll be many who will arise after. Near the end of his ministry, Jesus warned how, until the end of time, many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. Paul warned the Ephesian church of this, saying, as an apostle, "I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them." Both foe and traitor will seek to draw members of the flock away from the truth who is Jesus, to follow after their twisted teachings instead. My fellow sheep, you and I are not immune from this happening to us. Thus we do well to apply Jesus' warning to ourselves when he said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Paul to the Ephesians said something similar, which was simply, "Therefore, be alert." The key is using our ears to distinguish voices. We want to listen to the voice of our shepherd. We want to flee from the voices of strangers. It's true that we can't hear the tone and vibrations of Jesus' voice, for no audio recordings of him were ever made. However, what he said has been recorded. It's not all of what he ever said. John pointed that out at the end of his gospel, saying hyperbolically that were every one of them to be written, I suppose the whole world itself could not contain the books that would be written. However, John explained, these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This means that we listen to Jesus by listening to his word. Therefore, as you are well acquainted with the voice of your loved ones, that even when they telephone you, you are able to recognize their voices, so too become well acquainted with Jesus' word. Then, when you hear teachings that are contrary to his, you will know not to follow them. They seek to lead you astray. Those speaking may be those who were led astray themselves. Still don't follow them. That's why Jesus in our text said about those who are his sheep, that a stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Therefore, listen carefully, comparing and distinguishing the voice of thieves and robbers from the voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Be like the Bereans. It is said that they were of noble character, and the reason why is that instead of simply believing the apostles, they examined the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. After listening carefully in this way, they knew who to follow. Yes, use your ears to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow only him. He points out how the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. This contrasts with him, for he says, I came that my sheep may have life and have it abundantly. Indeed, he who has ears, let him hear the voice of our good shepherd, Jesus. Amen. And now may the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.